하루하루 감금하듯 수이상그랑 Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. I was just getting ready to facilitate a lecture for my mastermind, and I was just thinking about how so many people at the beginning stages of their business or finding their dharma, their soul's purpose, are extremely overwhelmed. And anywhere you look on social media, you will hear narratives of feeling super overwhelmed, feeling confused, feeling like there's so many options. And I've also seen many people, you know, for example, come and find the podcast or come join Rose Gold Goddesses and feel overwhelmed by all of the content and then get stuck. And instead of diving into it, just remain in a standstill and do nothing. And it's actually a huge phenomenon. I wanted to talk about this a little bit because it's holding so many people back from living their dharmas. So what happens when we feel overwhelmed? Well, what it really is that we are aware that there are limitless possibilities. So we've pegged being overwhelmed as this negative thing in our society. Like, oh my God, I don't want to be overwhelmed. Why is that? Well, because we went to a school system that basically had this very narrow paved path for us. You go to preschool, you go to kindergarten, first, second, third, you do all the numbers, you go to college, you get a job. There's always this next step that you must go to. You don't have another option. And because of that, we're so used to essentially walking on this very narrow, almost like a balance beam that you can't step off of, and not having to make any decisions for ourselves, not knowing the possibilities out there for us because they were chosen for us. And most of us continued that after our schooling. We got the job that made sense. We applied on the website that we were aware of to the jobs that we thought were possible for us and saw around us. And then from the job, you maybe get the raise, and then maybe you move to another job at another company, and then maybe you see someone else doing that thing, and that inspires you to do that exact same thing. And you continue one foot after the next, one foot after the next, walking along this balance beam that isn't actually your decision, but it's, you think it's your decision. You think it is because it's all you know and it's all you've seen, and you've actually never had the courage to step off of it. And most of the time, we don't have the courage at first because we don't even have the awareness that another possibility exists for us. We've never seen it. Think about someone who lives in a small town and all they've ever known are people working at the windmill, right? You don't know that there's artists. You don't know that there's whatever. You just know that everyone around me works at the windmill. So one day I'll grow up and work at the windmill, and maybe I'll get lucky and I'll, you know, work at the farm instead. So we've, for centuries now, been living like this. And right now, for the first time, because of the gift that is the internet, the divine feminine internet, the flowing of endless streams of ideas and information that you can become an expert in whatever you want, should you choose it. What a gift. So because of this, which came along with this shift to divine feminine energy, the shift to the new paradigm, the shift to higher consciousness, our awarenesses are expanding. And for the first time, we're seeing that there are infinite paths that we can take. You can go become a travel blogger. You can have 20 kids. You can go live on a sailboat. You can grow your own food and live off grid. You can become a CEO. You can do so many different things, infinite things. And those aren't even just the roles, there's so many different spins and variations that only you can create from it. So the possibilities are literally infinite. And because we are not used to it, we are used to walking on this paved path, taking whatever step our teacher, boss, mom, whatever tells us to take next. We call this being overwhelmed, when really it is an awareness that you are an infinite being. Do you see how it's not a negative thing? It's actually a great thing. Would you want to not have options? Would you prefer to not know what you are capable of? Would you prefer to only have one option in front of you that you step into because at least it's easier. Again, do you go on Netflix and say, oh my God, there are so many movies and so many shows on here. I am overwhelmed. There's no way I'm going to be able to watch them all. So I'm just going to delete my subscription. That would be crazy. You're not supposed to watch them all. You're not meant to. You'd go crazy if you could. You physically couldn't. You don't have enough time in this lifetime to watch them all. So you watch the ones that resonate with you. And then from there, you find the other ones and you find the other ones and you go on your own journey. And that is what your dharma is like, your soul's purpose is like. Just because there are infinite choices for you does not mean you have to step into all of them. Just because you want to watch all the movies does not mean you have to watch them all right now. Choose what feels most exciting for you. Is it over here? Is it over there? And don't watch a movie the whole time wishing, what would it be like right now if I were watching that other movie? This is what we're doing with our lives. We are starting a business doing this thing, and then the whole time thinking, well, what if I actually gave that other thing a shot? Why would you live your life like that? And again, it is your choice. It is your decision. But why would you want to always live in regret and never be present in the moment that you are in? Because the thing is, when we try to limit overwhelm, we're limiting the life experiences that we are capable of. I want to repeat that. When you are trying to limit overwhelm, you are limiting your life experiences and what you are capable of. So you might think that you are protecting yourself, but you're actually putting yourself in a box. You are actually a horse that is choosing to put the blinders on rather than seeing everything around you. And at first, our nervous systems might not be used to it. We might be so used to essentially being in this box that the moment that these other options and opportunities are available for us, we just don't know how to deal with it. And that's what this anxious feeling that comes with overwhelm comes from, because we're like, oh my God, there are so many things that I can do and be and embody in this lifetime. And this is such a shock for my nervous system that I would rather go back to living in my jail cell. Because at least in that cell, I knew every single nook and cranny. It is putting a fish in an ocean and that fish choosing to go back to its shitty little jar. And that's what you are doing when you try to limit yourself from overwhelm. When you try to just tell someone, can you just choose for me? When you try to let someone else decide, even if it's your coach or your therapist, no one can choose for you, because this life can only be discovered when you walk the journey on your own. You don't go from point A to point B instantly, honey. There are many, many, many steps in the process. By the way, point B doesn't exist. Because the moment you get to point B, there's a point C and a point D, and it keeps going in a limitless alphabet. So stop trying to think with this narrow mind that our school system taught us, that once I get to this place, then I won't be overwhelmed anymore. Then I won't be confused anymore. Then I'll have everything figured out. That place doesn't exist. You being overwhelmed is in your mindset. So you got to become comfortable in the field of limitless possibilities. You got to be comfortable with the fact that there are more movies on Netflix than you will ever be able to watch. And more experiences, opportunities, careers, books, everything in this lifetime than you will be able to experience on your own. You got to be comfortable with that. Because if you try to think that you have control, you're never ever going to experience the bliss of this life. So I want you to reframe that feeling of overwhelm and realize that it is a great thing to be aware that there are infinite possibilities. It is a great thing. Thank goddess you're overwhelmed. Because do you know what would have been worse than that? Thinking you know exactly what's going to happen next. Because if there's anything 2020 has taught us, it's that we don't know shit. And the sooner you become comfortable with that, the sooner that you know that there are infinite timelines, and you'll never be able to walk all of them. And to be comfortable in that void, then the more pleasure, the more joy, the more bliss you can experience in this lifetime. Bliss doesn't come from control. It doesn't come from having such a tight grip of life that you're not able to let any sunlight in. It comes from letting go. It comes from letting the sand move through your fist and letting your hand open to the possibilities that are available for you. So stop trying to avoid overwhelm. Stop trying to label it as a negative thing. Stop trying to protect yourself from it. Because what you're actually blocking yourself from are the limitless possibilities of life. So that just came through, y'all. Wanted to share it with you. Came straight from source right here, right now. And if you love my teachings and want to dive deeper with me, I invite you to join me in Rose Gold Goddesses. This is my sacred sisterhood collective, all about embodying the goddess within. Every single month, I do a deep dive goddess workshop, working with a different goddess archetype, ancient civilization, embodying our past life codes into our lives right now in a way that's modern, practical, fun, relatable, not super woo, but still woo, you know? So if you are hungry to meet other Highest Self podcast listeners, be part of a spiritual community, have access to weekly workshops, expert guests, member-led workshops, an opportunity for you to share your magic to a community of 2,000 plus spiritual sisters on our very own app, then come join us in Rose Gold Goddesses. That is rosegoldgoddesses.com. The link is in my show notes, and I'm so excited to meet you inside. If you loved this episode, I would love to send you a free gift, which is the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. This is a different book than Eat Feel Fresh, my first book ever, which is not released anywhere, and I am gifting it exclusively to those who leave a review of my podcast in the iTunes store. So all you got to do is head over to iTunes, where you may be listening to this podcast, and leave a review. Take a screenshot that you've left it and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, that's Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which goes all into Ayurveda, doshas, plant-based nutrition, body types, all of the things in a really fun and engaging way. So this is my gift to you for free for supporting the podcast. Every single review I personally read, it really helps the podcast be listened to by more people so we can raise the vibration of the planet together. And I am so grateful to have you on this journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.